Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Chav Ches, Chulin 28a, pagination is 55. About a third of the way down, Detanya, in the middle of a line, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said. We're making reference to the Mishnah that we had in the previous session, which is Chav Zayin Amud Aleph 27a, which told us that a person has to shecht at least one simen by a bird and two by an animal. When we say simen, we're referring to the kana or the veshet, the windpipe or the food pipe, and that rove, majority, is already considered shecht. But again, ideally, as we discussed in yesterday's session, the shochet should aim to shecht them both. We also had in the Mishnah a statement, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad sheyishchot es havaridin, he has to shecht the veins as well, which conduit the blood at that point in the neck. We're going to expand and explore both of these themes. One, that the kana and the veshet have to be shecht. How do we know the concept of shechita? And two, Rabbi Yehuda adds on that the veridin, translated as the veins, should also be shecht. So starting over here on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Detanya, we learned. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, Vizavachta, you should slaughter, you should shecht. And the Pasuk says, Ka'asher tzivi sicha, as I commanded you. This is in Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph is Pashas Re'eh. And the Pasuk clearly states that you should shecht, as I commanded you. Hashem is talking. Melamed shenitztava Moshe al haveshet v'al hakoneh. We hear from here, this is where we know that Moshe was commanded on specific guidelines how shechita would take place. The veshet, the kana, v'arov echad ba'of, v'arov shnayim ba'behema, how much has to be shecht by a bird, how much by an animal. This is all informed to us from this pasuk in the Torah. What's so significant about this particular pasuk? So, step one is obviously that it says, ka'asher tzivi sicha, as I commanded you. And nowhere in the written law do we have the command with its guidelines. This is the command, kasher tzivisicha, as I gave you all of the detailed laws, and we don't see those laws anywhere in the written law. It becomes apparent that indeed there were additional conversations with Moshe, which included all the other commands of detail, which the Torah is saying are binding. You should shecht as I commanded you. Now, this is quite logical. We know that there were many conversations that aren't recorded in the Torah, but this goes ahead and tells you that those other conversations were indeed binding, are binding. Now, this entire concept that there is a Torah Shebaal Peh is also quite logical. We have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. There's no diagram what tefillin look like. Clearly Hashem showed Moshe what tefillin would be, their shape, what guidelines there are. Likewise, a sukkah. We know exactly what a sukkah is. My father built a sukkah. He showed me what a sukkah is. His father built a sukkah. We know what a sukkah is. In the written law, it doesn't say the size of a sukkah, how many walls, the shape of the sukkah, what liberties can we take. And it's quite logical that there is a Torah Shebaal Peh and that the Torah Shebichsav is merely the written form of a greater body of law. Just like in every field, the written can be a recording in the written form of a greater body of wisdom. I like to use the example of cooking. If you read, it says a dash of pepper. What's a dash of pepper? Likewise, a large tea meaning a tablespoon and a small tea meaning a teaspoon. But if you don't know that, it looks like a typo. A capital T and a lowercase t, what's the big deal? There's always an oral law in addition to the written. And that's the system that we know as Torah Judaism. Over here, it specifically says, Ka'asher tzivi sicha, you need to do it as I commanded you, which makes it clear, not at your discretion, not to pick and choose, but it has to be exactly as it was commanded, and that's the body of law that is the tradition in addition to the written law. Let's move on to Amud Beis. And about 9 lines down, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Atche Yishchot, in the beginning of the line, Rabbi Yehuda's ruling that you have to cut the veridin, translated as the veins, as well. Omer Rav Chista said, Lo Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ela Ba'of. Rabbi Yehuda only said this ruling that the veridin have to be cut when talking about a bird. Hovil v'tzaleo kula ke'echod, because it's common to roast it all at once. Avo behema, but an animal. Kevin demenatcha ever ever, it's larger, you cut it up. Lo tzorech, you don't need to. Lememra, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda mishum damhu. Are you telling me that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is because of blood drainage in order to kosher the meat properly? You got to get most of the blood out, and then you could salt, roast, whatever you need to do. And the Gemara is going to challenge that, but that's indeed true. What's clear from Rabbi Yehuda is that this veridin being cut has nothing to do with killing the animal. It has to do with draining the blood at the same time, as we'll see, while the blood is warm from life, you drain it and it'll flow. V'atanan, didn't we learn Rabbi Yehuda Omer at she'yishchot ha'veridin, the word shchita is being used. Says the Gemara, Ema, you should say, you should kind of revise the wording, at she'yinkov ha'veridin, until you puncture the veridin. Doesn't have to be shchita. Asks the Gemara, Umay ad she yishchot? It's a question that kind of flows. The Gemara doesn't really spend the time to ask and answer, but it's a question. Umay ad she yishchot? And what does it mean until you shecht them? So why was the word shechita used? Ad she yinkov b'sha'ash shechita, until you puncture it at the time of shechita, while it's still warm, while it's fresh. And this is an example of something that we've mentioned often, that when the Gemara revises something, it doesn't revise it from left field. It says you're allowed to do it, and we're telling you you're not allowed to do it, or vice versa. When the Gemara revises something, typically you can see exactly what happened in the tradition, that it was being phrased in a certain way meticulously because of a consideration, and we're trying to get it more precise in the wording so that we achieve even greater clarity. But the word shechita being used by the veridin was not a total mistake and it's going to be totally revised. Indeed, the word shechita is a little bit misleading because it doesn't have to be done b'shechita. If a person would choose to, he can cut the kaneveshet with shechita and then puncture the veridin independently. But typically, it would be done as a shechita. And even if it's not done as a shechita, it has to be done at the time of shechita. It has to be a package deal because we need it while it's still warm. Once the blood congeals, it's not going to flow and drain properly. Let's drop down to just below midway on the page at the beginning of a line. Bo'i Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Veridin l'Rabbi Yehuda, the law of Veridin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shah bohen doras bohen mahu. What happens if you delayed a bit or you put pressure on them? you didn't do it in the way of Shechita. Amalayahu Saba, an elder, said, Menakvan bekotz vehen ksherim. You could puncture them with a thorn, and it's kosher. And that's what emerges over here, that Rabbi Yehuda's requirement that you shecht the veridin is that you puncture them, you drain them at the time of Shechita. It doesn't really have to be done as part of the Shechita, doesn't really have to be done with the knife, doesn't have to have the Hilchas Shechita, but within that time period, within reason, Shaha, a drop of a delay is not going to hurt us, but within reason, at that time, it has to be drained. And the reason, as the Gemara explains it, right before the Bo'i Rabbi Yirmiya, which we just started at, B'shash Shechita Asidam Dechayim, at the time of Shechita, the blood will drain because it's warm. Shelo B'shash Shechita Lo Asidam Dekarir, but once Shechita time has passed, the blood will not drain, and that's because it's cold. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is dealing not with Shechita, but he's dealing with the mitzvah of not eating blood, and therefore requiring proper processing of the animal to achieve that. A quick question that we should be thinking about. Rabbi Yehuda said that the bird is typically not cut up, and therefore the veridin have to be cut. The behema, the animal, typically is cut up when it's going to be kashered, and therefore you don't have to cut the veridin, and that's indeed how it's brought in Siman Chaf Beis in Shulchan Aruch. What about the Karban Pesach? It's an animal, but it's not cut up. It's roasted whole. In such a case, would the veridin have to be cut at the time of Shechita? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.